The old Mission Drive-In was closed in the early 2000s. When the city bought the property with bond money, they built the new Mission Library.
After the library was completed, there was additional funds to rehab the marquee itself and to create a plaza in front of the marquee.
The city's Department of Creative and Cultural Development, Sebastian Guajardo. That marquee referred to is the old Mission Drive-In, and the idea was to save it and thereby create a small Southside cultural corridor. They did so, and the Mission reopened in June.
We had a wonderful Paletas y Poesías event with our poet laureate, Lorian Guerrero. There's family activities in the plaza. We closed it out with a performance by Bombasta Barrio Band. We've also had the Ballet Latino perform there.
Mission Marquee Plaza will still operate as a place to see movies, but not drive-in ones. Bring a lawn chair.
We have Rio 2 on August 9th. On August 23rd, we're going to have Frozen. And then September, we'll have Spider-Man. And then we'll close out with the PG-13 movie, Blanca Nieves, which is Snow White, but in Spanish.
What's the cost to get in?
Oh, it's free. Free and open to the public.
The Mission Marquee, the library, and the playground all feature public art, especially of note, the benches.
And they have these wonderful plaques that were developed by students in the middle of each bench that talk about the history.
We've pictures at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.